Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Spring 2010 Newsletter. How much do you love the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center? Do you want to be a part of a group that helps support TBBC in its efforts to continue providing you with the services you love? Please come and join the Friends at our next meeting on June 5, 2010 at the Woodbridge Main Library. Our meeting will begin promptly at 10 a.m. through 12 noon, followed by lunch from noon until 1 p.m. The meeting will be held at the meeting room on the lower level of the Woodbridge Main Library, located at 1 George Fredericks Plaza off of Route 35. This location is Access Link accessible. Directions are at the end of this newsletter. This is the first time we'll be having a meeting outside of Mercer County. We look forward to seeing you there. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter. Message from our president. The past 2 years have been quite challenging to the Friends, as the economy has impacted our group just like everyone else. I am proud that our membership has been steady and our Friends are loyal donors. This year, we were able to contribute $20,000 to the digital transition by purchasing 2,100 2-gigabyte digital cartridges and mailing containers for TBBC's patrons' enjoyment of reading. I would also like to thank John Taylor, Michelle, and Eric Brewer for their generous donation to the Friends. Two other members, Karen Clark and Susan Yemen, have also taken advantage of their employers' matching gift programs and donated to the Friends. Well done. I hope you can all attend our next meeting on June 5th. It is a very important meeting as our executive board is up for re-election. Please join us and make your vote count. Thank you. Elizabeth Doherty, President. End of article. Nominating Committee for June 2010 Elections. The following report has been submitted by the Nominating Committee: Jim Doherty, Steve Soa, and Robert Lucas. Elections of Officers for the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Inc., Friends, for FY 2010 to 2012 term will be held at the spring meeting on June 5, 2010. The following are the previously approved Nominating Committee election procedures and the slate of candidates proposed by the Nominating Committee. We suggest that you review these materials and be prepared to vote at the June meeting. Nominating Committee of the Friends. The Nominating Committee of the Friends shall consist of 3 members appointed by the President at the fall meeting of the odd-numbered year. 1 member will be designated as the chairperson, who will run the election at the following spring meeting of the even-numbered year. Those serving on the Nominating Committee are not eligible to run for any office at this election. The responsibility of the Nominating Committee is to select a slate of officers meeting the requirements set forth in the bylaws. This slate is to be introduced in the newsletter preceding the spring meeting and again at the time of the election. Nominations from the floor will be permitted at the time of the election. But any member being nominated for an office must have been approached in advance of this meeting and have already expressed a willingness to run. The election shall be conducted by the chairperson of the Nominating Committee. Officers shall be elected in the following order: President, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. As stated in the bylaws, a candidate for President must have previously served as an officer or board member of the Friends for at least 1 2-year term. Election process. The chairperson will announce the person proposed by the Nominating Committee for President. He or she will then ask 3 separate times if there are any other nominations from the floor for President. After the 3rd request, a motion from the floor must be made, followed by a second, to close nominations for President. If there are no nominations from the floor for President, the motion should also call for 1 vote from the current secretary to elect that candidate by proclamation. If there are nominations from the floor for President, the names of the candidates running for President shall then be announced and a vote taken. A candidate must receive a majority of the votes from members present to win the election. If there is not a majority, there will be a runoff vote between the 2 candidates receiving the most votes. This process will then be repeated for the Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. After the election, the President will appoint 2 board members at large. All new officers and board members at large will begin their 2-year term on July 1st following the spring meeting and election in the even-numbered year. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Inc., Friends, proposed election slate of candidates for July 1st, 2010 through June 30th, 2012. President, Elizabeth Doherty. Vice President, Mary Jo Partica. Secretary, Ottilie Lucas. Treasurer, Joyce Soa. End of article. TBBC Update. The Friends donated $20,000 toward the purchase of 2 GB blank cartridges and containers for the digital players in support of the new program. In late February, TBBC began to circulate the one book digital cartridge produced by the Library of Congress. On the new 2 GB cartridges, the TBBC plans to download selected titles to use as samplers or collected works of popular authors. By being able to offer unique collections on one cartridge, library patrons will be able to enjoy a large number of books without having to wait for delivery of individual titles from the National Library Service produced single-titled cartridges. Based on the experiences of other NLS regional libraries around the country, such samplers have been popular and library staff members believe New Jersey readers will also enjoy them. The Friends are very pleased with their ability to contribute to your reading enjoyment. For your information, library patrons can order their own blank cartridges and special connecting cables for downloading books from the National Library Service, NLS, website, which is nlsbard.loc.gov, for the NLS players from either the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, at 800-223-1839, or the Perkins School for the Blind at 617-972-7308, or by emailing perkinsproducts@perkins.org. End of article. Would you like to join the Friends or pay your dues? Not a member yet? We would love to have you be a friend. Want to contribute to the library in general or a special project? A membership form is attached to this newsletter for those who wish to renew their membership or make a tax-deductible contribution. Please note that the annual dues for an individual are $15 and $30 for a family. The fiscal year 2011 dues cover the 12-month period from July 1, 2010 through June 30, 2011. The Friends fund a variety of programs including Audiovision, the Children's Summer Reading Program, the American Sign Language Story Hour, the Sensory Garden, foreign language books, and large print books for adults and children. Donations will be accepted on behalf of the Friends for the organization or for a specific program. End of article. Directions to the June 5th meeting at the Woodbridge Main Library. The Main Library is on Route 35, St. George's Avenue. It is located next to Woodbridge Senior High School and across from the A&P Supermarket. From Route 1 southbound, proceed south until you reach the exit for Route 35 south. From Route 1 northbound, proceed north on Route 1, past the Woodbridge Center, Green Street intersection, and Miller Pontiac until you reach the exit for Route 35 south. From Garden State Parkway southbound, take exit 131 to get onto Route 27 north. You will be bearing to the left when on the exit ramp. Take Route 27 North approximately 2 miles to its intersection with Route 35. Make a right-hand turn onto Route 35 South. Proceed on Route 35 South under Route 1 and over railroad tracks. From the Garden State Parkway northbound, take exit 127 and follow signs saying Route 9 Woodbridge. Proceed on Route 9 North to its intersection with Route 1 North. Continue on Route 1 North and take the exit for Route 35 South, less than a mile. From Route 9 North, take Route 9 North to its intersection with Route 1 North. Take Route 1 North to the exit for Route 35 South, less than a mile. From the New Jersey Turnpike, north or south, get off at exit 11 and follow signs saying 1 and 9 Woodbridge and the Amboys, proceed on Route 9 North to its intersection with Route 1 North, continue on Route 1 North, and take the exit for Route 35 South, less than 1 mile. From Route 287, take the exit for Route 1 North, proceed north on Route 1 past the Woodbridge Center, Green Street intersection, and Miller Pontiac. Approximately 1 mile past the intersection, take the exit for Route 35 South. Now for all the instructions just given. Once you are on Route 35 South, proceed through the traffic light and over the railroad tracks. Turn left at the first light after the tracks. There is a left turn lane. End of article. I will now read the application for the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped membership form. You're first asked for your name, then your address, street address, city, state, and zip code, and then your telephone with the area code, your email address, and then the preferred media format. That would be large print, tape, or email. And then your a yes or no response whether you are eligible for TBBC services. Then you're asked to check an individual member, $15, family member, $30, and then beneath that is a donation, blank lines, and you just write in the dollar amount that you care to donate. If you make a donation in memory or honor of someone, then you give that person's name, and then beneath that you're asked to send the acknowledgement for memorial to, and then you're asked for the name, address, city, state, and zip code. And then if you have made a bequest in your will, please check it on the, there's a form, or there's a line right out underneath that. Then return this form together with your membership check to the Friends of the NJLBH, Post Office Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. That's the end of the article, and that's the end of the Spring 2010 newsletter.